Football Friday.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
The buffalo is near now. I can see the herd right over there.
Off his back foot, caught, first down, and more down the sideline. Stop and start, Edwards. Touchdown, Colorado.
All you Bears out there.
Sermon at the left hash, in the shotgun. He's going to keep it. Rolls to the left, dumps it off to Pell in the end zone. Touchdown, UNC Bears.
Johnson brings it back across the 30-yard line, across the 40. Here goes Kobe Johnson sprinting away from the Cougars. And Johnson takes it all the way. Touchdown, Rams, Kobe Johnson.
Well, hi there. I'm a cowboy.
Peasley.
Scott, touchdown is in. The point is good. Wyoming wins it.
What kind of a horse is that? I've never seen a horse like that before.
Wilson floats it. There's Judy. Pass caught. Judy still going. Down inside the 20. And touchdown, Denver Broncos.
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Brady Hall.
Oh, man. I mean, those are all great highlights for by Angel, putting that all that together. Unfortunately, some of those were just the actually that was the only good thing that happened in some
context,
of those games.
The context behind them.
Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And I'm so mad at Tanner that I asked him to stay in studio because he's so young. You know, you're both so young, and it makes me sick.
I'm younger than him.
So. That makes me as sick as well. But Tanner acts younger sometimes.
Well, there's
also
a barrier
older
between us
sometimes.
Too, so you don't get the presence of me in the room.
How? Look at me.
We're
and
looking.
Most people think I'm 40.
Well, yeah.
And I do not act like a 26-year-old in any way, shape, or form.
It depends on the day.
No, it
some
does not.
Some days you act like you're 40.
You don't
some
see
days,
me on the weekends when I may
Tanner has a tendency, like, if he gets really excited about something, he turns into, like, a 5-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, exactly.
No, you said no.
Yes.
No.
What? Angel can say it, but I can't?
Correct. That's the 5-year-old to me coming out.
The real reason is Tanner had to correct something that I got wrong about the Rockies or
See,
something.
And this is the thing. There's a guy down in Denver that's driving me crazy right now. Responded to my tweets. So go check my Twitter. You'll know who I'm talking about. Saying that was, you know, their night where they had it for an actual game for the Nebraska fans to go down there was June 10th. It was back in June. And they're tweeting this out for clout at the moment. And every gotcha or clickbait headline artists and specialists out there are doing this right now. It appears that they rented it out for private use yesterday. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Rockies promoting it. It was Coors Field. It was Dick Montfort promoting and renting out the stadium yesterday. So what you're seeing is from June 10th. But it looks like the Montforts rented out Coors Field yesterday for Nebraska fans, which I don't care.
Well, he shared the post. It's from the Denver Post that it was a all Husker reception for the Nebraska fans last night.
They didn't play last night.
Well, it was a reception. They just that's you what, could still rent out the space.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was just for.
But that's not a bad look
for a private. No, and it's Denver. Yeah. It's Denver Sports, by the way, not Denver Post.
Well, oh.
It's the guy who shared it is the one who wrote the article. They're all just
I've
trying
never
to
heard of Denver Sports.
So, okay, so he's sharing the picture of an empty Coors Field with a Nebraska thing on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And saying, why are you doing this, Rockies, when they're not even in town?
But they're renting it out for fans to go party and hang out there.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a private business.
I did have a problem with it until this, and now I feel bad. Now I'm against it, so I don't have a problem.
And here's the thing.
I don't have a problem with it.
I said just a couple of things. It happened back in June. When you're going to lose 100-plus games, you need people in the stands. Number three, Nebraska by a million. Dude, this Deion thing and these Buff, I don't know how FCC
the Buffs
term.
Buffs fans.
And boys.
They deserve worse titles than that, though. It's so
fanatics.
Ridiculous. What?
Fanatics?
No, that's no.
Colorado, the Colorado Buffs right now remind me of Tim Tebow. The reason being, I liked Tim Tebow. His fan base drove me nuts, therefore annoyed me about Tim Tebow, where I found myself going, if he's not good, it's not going to keep me up at night.
See,
that's how the Buffs are right now. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing with the Buffs. It's the fan base is freaking out.
Well, we kept the receipts, like doing that nonstop. But that's not. I don't even mind that the fans are doing that. Like, I've talked with a bunch of Buffs fans, and I love it because I'm just pissing them off so bad because I'm taking the Nebraska tomorrow. But the fans, okay, good. You should be excited about your team. It's people in the media who are bowing down and praising the almighty Deion Sanders. I'm just sick of it. It's ridiculous. Like when they're going to bat over this and they're going out of the way to go try and crush a team that if you want to crush them for their on the field play, go crush the Rockies.
Oh, no.
Go do it. But why are you taking shots at that? Nebraska doesn't have an MLB team.
I can see why people aren't crazy about the idea that Nebraska's partying at Coors
Field. Nebraska doesn't have an MLB team. So if it's smart for the
Colorado
Rockies.
Colorado people are going to Coors Field to party. Because it's the Rockies.
Well,
no
it's every
really
Rockies
going.
Game. Exactly. They go there to party. And then, there just happens to be a baseball game.
100%.
It's like, I'm not going to get mad at myself for not going to Rockies games because they're bad. But if you're using our stadium for another thing that's not the Rockies, ooh, I have a problem.
Yeah.
Did they need to decorate it, though, and put it up on the scoreboard?
Or you can't even see it if you weren't in
the
stadium.
With how much money the Monfers are going to make?
Somebody saw it and put it out on social media.
It's just,
in the stadium.
It's ridiculous.
Why was he in the stadium? What's he doing there?
I would not put it out on the scoreboard. I'd just be like, here it is. I'm not going to turn money away. You rented it. Enjoy your time up there. You can decorate the hall however you want, but I'm not going to do an outward showing of welcome Huskers.
They're just getting caught up in the emotion. They had a Wyoming night. Is that bad?
Again, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. So, and there was no uproar about that.
Everyone's just, they do Wyoming night, but just don't. Let's not go crazy and promote
it
outwardly.
Have they done this in
the
past?
No, they did. No, the actual.
I think so.
Yeah, they do all the college series. So,
because of the Deion hype and the Buffs hype,
now it's a bad thing.
Yeah, because they had CU. They had CU night. They had CU night.
My only issue is just don't put it up on the scoreboard. Let's not advertise that we're doing it.
Who are you advertising it to? No one's there.
Clearly, somebody took a picture and put it out all over social media.
Well, that
though.
Person got an invite to this Nebraska meetup thing.
Right. And that's the thing, though. Like, they actually had this is a private party. Someone rented Coors Field. The Rockies actually had a Nebraska night, a Wyoming night, a CSU night, a CU night. Like, they have the college night and they outwardly promote it. Like, if you're going to be mad about something, be mad about that. Don't be mad at a business for trying to make money. He's got such a stranglehold on people who just have no integrity to their craft. You are rooting for CU. You do a great job of being a realist about it. Everybody just wants a little piece of the pie, and they're willing to bow down and give up all. Well, if there was ever any journalistic integrity in them, they give it up so that they can hopefully get some more clicks by bowing down to Deion.
And you are not doing that. You're not interested in doing that.
I want to root for him. I want to
root for him.
I can't. I can't. For what he did to Ed Werder the other day, great interview by you with Ed. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's
I can't
going to keep me from rooting for him, though.
I hope Nebraska blows him out of the building.
Oh, you're off.
Sorry, I'm seeing just comments. People are upset about the timing of it. It's just bad.
It is bad.
Who gives a crap?
If the Coors Field as a building.
Although that's why they rented it.
Is offering out,
right.
Hey, the Rockies are out of town. Do you guys want to have a corporate party? It could be for a business. It could be for a fundraiser. It just happens to be a group of Nebraska fans.
I don't have energy on it. I don't have energy.
But that's
on
what
it.
I, you know. So I saw this a couple days ago when the original guy tweeted it out there, and I'm like, okay, surely people are smart enough. People are stupid,
but
and
it
they
did
don't
happen
really,
last night.
I don't the way that he was framing it was like it was a game, and this is where they were promoting for a game. Rockies aren't at home right now. They didn't play yesterday, and I just don't understand why you're turning and firing at something like this that has nothing to do with it. Like, I think deep down, CU fans are so insecure that they have to go after somebody that they know they're better than. Like I said, you're this bad of a team. You got to get butts in the seats. That's why they had the original days back in June. I don't blame them. You're going to lose 100 games.
They can lose 100 games all by themselves. They don't need help, right?
Correct. Correct. Like, they're just trying to get people there.
It's too bad. It's too negatives for you because you don't like the Buffs and you are obsessed with the Rockies.
Yeah, but I'm still even a realist with them. Maybe not on my
FanDuel. You're obsessed, though.
I am. No, I have a very unhealthy relationship with the Rockies.
I bet you'll watch the Rockies tomorrow instead of college football.
What time do they play?
The Rockies?
Yeah, I have no idea either. I will watch one college.
Figure that out for you.
I will watch one college football game tomorrow, and that is CU and Nebraska.
They play at, Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be late. They're in San Francisco. It's going to be an 8 o'clock.
8:15?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
You're the only one that knows that.
No, I know. Well, it's deductive reasoning or whatever.
Jerry and Jack know. Jerry and Jack probably know.
I don't know if...
Maybe not. They're kind of like, are we still... Can we just not...
Jerry might.
Can
I think
we not?
Yeah.
Can Jerry we not do this, maybe? So you're out on the Buffs in primetime, huh? Just nothing he can do. I saw a video of primetime with, not Shador, but what's his other son's name? Is it Shiloh?
Shiloh.
I saw a video of him. They're in a golf cart. They're on his property. They're out riding around. And they have a gun. It's not like an assault rifle or anything. It's like a...
handgun?
No,
shotgun?
It's one of those... One of those
pellet gun,
the guns that shoots out the little beanbag thingies,
a beanbag gun.
The bean, is that what it's called? Yeah. It's not like called anything special.
No,
some
like
something.
Cops use those things.
Yeah,
but they had one or something like that.
You can buy them still.
Prime time's like, hey, if you're gonna shoot it into the because it sparks when it releases, and he's like, shoot it at that log in the lake. So if there's a fire or anything, it goes crazy and Shiloh shoots the gun off and. He gets the log, but it sparks behind him and catches the grass on fire. And Primetime's like, oh, crap, get in the golf cart. So they're videoing the whole thing. They drive the golf cart as fast as they can possibly go. They get to the shed. They grab like 5 buckets. They're running back. They're pulling all the water out of the lake, and they're putting the fire out. And Primetime looks in the video and goes, we have got to be the dumbest guys ever. He's like, but we put the fire out. And he looks at Shiloh. He's like, what did we learn today? And it, like... That's
I don't
who
hate
he is.
The, I
like,
don't,
he's a good guy, I think.
I don't hate the man. Like, let me be clear about that. I don't hate the man. I hate the act. This is with everybody. Like, I just don't like it. I don't like the act that you have to put on. Like, be comfortable enough in your own shoes. And I get it. He's using it as a marketing ploy. But you know how I feel about Hollywood and celebrities. Like, I don't like any of them. I don't get it. Like, that's a cool moment to have with your son. Have it with your son. Millions of people don't need to see it. I don't understand that.
But you love Sean Payton. Doesn't he do the same thing?
I don't.
Everything he does is in the media now. He's inviting everybody to come talk to him all
but
the time.
In his professional side of things, not in his personal life.
There's one picture on the internet that would beg to differ with you.
He didn't mean for that one to happen.
Tanner, you're either in or you're in the way. Team Prime.
Oh,
confidence builds success. That's from Mysterio.
Team Prime or you Team Buffs?
Hey, Team Prime. I didn't see Mysterio text one positive Buffs thing last year. Oh, that's right, because there wasn't any.
They won. They beat Cal in overtime.
Woo! On a catch, it wasn't really even a catch. In the end zone.
I don't remember.
He was out of bounds, but that's besides the point.
I don't...
He's Prime.
I can be a realist on this. I like all of what he's doing. There are things that I don't like, though, too.
Dude.
I don't like calling out the media individually. I think that's a crappy move because now people are going to be afraid to cover your team fairly. And I
right.
think that that's
and
a dangerous line to walk.
It. You see it. Like these media, these little, and I'm going to say it, these little boys down in Denver, they that's got to drive you crazy, Brady. That has to drive you insane to see these little boys down there and just fanboying over primetime. It's got to drive you nuts.
Frustrating because they haven't talked about CU in 5-6 years. And now all of a sudden it's
which is irritating to me because I had Carl Durrell on my show a lot.
Right? No, we didn't see any of these. There's not words that I can use on the radio to describe them.
Like I said, it's the Tebow effect. It's like the fan base and the media, you know, the hype around him is annoying. But I do like who he is. I like what this Buffs team is about right now.
I love the players,
I think he's
too.
A genius, to be honest. I think Primetime is a genius.
I get what he's doing, and it works. And so for that, yeah, I wouldn't use the word genius, but it's effective. He's a very effective human being when it comes to making money. I like the kids. I like everything Shador Sanders has to say. I am amazed by Travis Hunter. But it's what I agree with you. It's the Tebow effect. It's the outside stuff. It's Prime being him, not himself. It's Prime being his alter ego. And then it's all the media fanboys that are just driving me crazy. I haven't had a rooting interest like Nebraska CU. I just liked the rivalry forever. This is the first time I'm kind of like, I lean more towards liking Nebraska just because of who I am.
Because of corn and stuff.
Because of corn and farm and stuff and knowledge that starts with N. But this is the first time it doesn't actually start. It starts with a K. Mm. That's the joke that everybody uses about Nebraska. The N in Nebraska stands for knowledge. Yeah. Anyhow, I hope I hope it is 50 to nothing tomorrow.
It will not be that.
No, it won't. It'll probably be 20 to 17 Nebraska.
You think they're... See, he was only scoring 17 points.
I think that Nebraska defense is for real, man.
Oh, no.
And they don't play any defense. Shimmy...
Travis Hunter got an interception.
Shimmy had it 31-30 CU was his call. 31-30.
I don't know if Nebraska can score 30 points.
CU doesn't have a defense. Adam Carriker was dead on with that. They don't have a defense. They don't know how to
Nebraska
play defense.
Nebraska doesn't have an offense.
Line up in ISO formation and pound the ball down their throat. They can't stop it.
But if it's a track meet and a shootout, there's not enough time to do that all game.
It won't, though, because when Nebraska gets the ball, it's going to eat clock. And
they had a lot of three and outs last week.
Go right down their throat. It's not happening.
I don't know, Tanner.
I cannot wait for this game tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I cannot. This.
Do you have DirecTV?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe going to Brian's house. Apparently, there's an antenna you can put on your TV.
We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the support of the program.
I have not missed a second of this program.
Today, we talked about the satellite antenna thingy.
I heard that your mother-in-law got it figured out.
She's figuring it out right now.
Is it on Roku? Is it on Hulu, too? Is it Hulu Live? I have Hulu. Or my brother does, and I have his passcode.
I don't know. Can I have it, though?
Yeah.
Passcode?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give it to me on here. Stickman, how much of that wine has Tanner drank?
Okay.
Oh, you drank wine this morning at 6 in the morning.
It was... First of all, it's 9 o'clock, and you're the programming director, and you're like, that's a good idea. You should do that.
I was on the phone.
So, on you, first and foremost, I just honestly think Nebraska stands a realistic chance, and all these CU fans are... Double-digit win, and this, I don't see it that way.
You should be leaning in on this on Twitter. You could have, like, all the CSU fans, like, become your best friend.
Yeah.
Smitty just said, TCU returned 3 starters this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. TCU was in the top 25 because they were in the national championship game last year. Agree, Angel?
Agree, and their last two games weren't impressive.
Right?
Well, it was a good game.
Yeah, they beat Michigan, but they also gave up a ton of points in the last two games.
Last year. Like, the national championship
and
game.
And the Kansas State team that they lost to.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They lost to K-State. Well, I guess we'll find out. Let's talk Broncos, Raiders coming up next. Josh McDaniels.
I hate that guy,
too. You hate everybody.
You love Josh McDaniel?
I don't love... Just because I don't hate someone doesn't mean I love him.
Yeah, in our world, it absolutely does. You have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, Brady Hole.
You have a signed picture of him in your office still.
Josh McDaniels?
Okay.
I don't.
He does.
No, I just...
You should see the amount of Raiders... Like, Hooligans, you should see the amount of Raiders gear that Brady has in his office.
That... I'm suing you.
For what?
What is it? What am I suing? Slander.
You've seen it. Angel's
Raiders not seen stuff? Brady's
office. Angel, you should see the text that Angel sends me about all the... You're wearing Raiders colors today.
It's a black shirt. You're wearing a black shirt.
What are their colors?
It's my KFK gray one.
Doesn't matter. You're wearing Raiders colors.
You made a...
I am not a Raiders fan. I do not have Raiders
you
stuff.
See how much Raiders stuff.
I don't.
Sounds a lot like a guy that's a Raiders fan talking right now.
That is like, you know, there are listeners out here that actually will believe that.
Yeah,
that's my credibility. So thank you for that. 23 minutes after the hour. Can't wait for the Rockies to lose 104 games this year.
I think so. Let's go, baby.
No, don't root for it. It takes the joy out.
I know.
That's I want you to cry. Be sad and mad about it. Leave the Rockies.
You had a whole month of that in July. You had a whole month of
that. A whole month of that. We had a whole summer of that, man.
That's true.
I mean, as soon as game one, it's like, and the season is over.
No, I mean, being sad about it. I'm over it now. Lose the rest of
them. Your tears are very enjoyable.
No, just lose the rest of it. That sounds, again, like some Raiders fan would say.
24 after the 1 o'clock hour. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
New coach, new quarterback. New era. The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Russell Wilson doing some electric slides, getting ready for Raiders week.
Some lunges.
Going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. And Chandler Jones, still, this is a weird deal,
it's
man.
It's very bizarre.
I think they're probably going to get to the point where they have a restraining order on him because he's, like, I'm wondering if he is making threats at this point.
Something's got to be going on. I mean, this is just the Josh McDaniels effect, right? You were talking about Darren Waller the other day.
Yeah.
Like, Darren was, he got mad. It was something about his wedding. Do you remember that story? What was that?
Didn't Josh McDaniels spill the beans about him getting married and he didn't want that to be out there?
I don't know. It was something like that, but I mean, I heard a podcast a couple weeks ago.
He had leaked the wedding. It was supposed to be secret. Leaked it to the media.
But that's an honest mistake. You know?
Not when you have a track record
when you
like
tell
Josh
the
McDaniels.
Whole team, hey, I'm getting married. Don't tell anybody. I want to keep it low key.
What if he didn't say that?
What if he didn't tell?
Hey, I'm getting married, guys. And then that's it. And then Josh is like, oh, good for you. Playing devil's advocate.
Well, what if that'd be like me coming to you and saying, Brady, hey, I really don't like the rest of the staff here at KFK, but I am getting married. And I want you to be in the wedding, but nobody else can know. And then you're like, staff email, guess what, guys? I'm the only one going to the wedding.
Actually, and then I realized I screwed up and I told everybody. Everybody acts surprised when he tells you.
But no, what if nobody else was invited? That's what I'm saying.
I also let them know that. And there's not a lot of happy people.
Make it a hostile. I think 99% of the people who work here are coming to the wedding.
Okay. 99%, yeah. Huh? Okay.
There's 1% that's not.
Are you going, by the way, Angel?
He never RSVP'd, yes. So I marked him down.
I don't know what RSVP means, so it's
a French word.
Reserve.
No. Yeah. See what you come up with, because I want to see if it was the same.
RSVP. Reserve spot. Very practical. Reserve spot. Very practical.
Yeah, no. It's respondez-vous something.
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
That's what you're doing.
Which means respond, if you please.
Yeah.
I'm American, so I don't say that kind of stuff.
I'm coming.
I'll be there.
We could.
Or I won't be.
That's all I needed. I'm going to be there.
I'm an or, though.
I'll be
though.
There, but here's a toaster.
I'm an or right
ors
now.
Do not work. You do not get to mark or. If you tell me or, you won't have a play.
Football depth charts.
Was or an option?
Or is not an option.
It's on the paper.
If you write
it's,
it in
no,
there.
No, it's not
you
on
can
the
just
paper.
Write
it's
it
yes
in there.
Or no. Yeah,
you so write it in.
That is marked as no and security will kick you out.
Who you having security?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it actually comes with the venue. I do have a list of people that if they show up that they will
tested
not.
Tested the security?
Yeah.
Are you like
hand-to-hand combat.
You have people that you're trying to securitize.
Yeah. Securitization is very important.
Yes. You're trying to securitize the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I make a lot of enemies.
I did not have security at my wedding.
Well, you're a nice guy.
I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Appreciate that. All right. Let's talk about things that matter. Let's talk about things that matter, not your wedding. Yeah, I'm a nice guy. Broncos, Raiders this weekend. I got to tell you, man, I feel really good about the Broncos in this Raiders game. I do. And that's not me necessarily going all in on the Broncos. I just think the Raiders are a dumpster fire right now.
Just in case nobody, if you're that dumb to know, Brady's not a Raiders fan. He's not a Raiders fan.
Thank you. You cleared my name.
He really is.
And he just slandered
me. I do too, Brady. I do. I think that this defense is, I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo in this system with Josh McDaniel. But
I think their red zone offense will be better with Garoppolo because he's one of the better red zone quarterbacks. But can they get to the red zone very often?
And
that's the question.
I like Jimmy G. I do. I think he was a good addition for the Raiders. But I just think Josh McDaniels is a floundering idiot. I don't think there's any way he's going to be able to do anything. Like I said, I was listening to a podcast that Tony Scheffler had, and he was going, tell me one Josh McDaniel story. And his face went like bright red, and he goes, I just got over that blankety blank. Like, that's the type of impact he's made. Have you heard one player come out and say, man, I really like Josh McDaniels? There's not. Like, I don't think he's suited to be a head coach. And I think the Raiders are going to learn that quicker, sooner rather than later.
I don't think there was a time when even when he got fired, I was like, you know, if Josh McDaniels goes back to New England or whatever and maybe learns, because I do think it was a mistake. He was hired to take Shanahan's job, not just a head coach. He was also the general manager.
Right.
And I feel like because he was like 34. And so when he got hired and I thought the guy is he knows football. He knows offenses. So if you can take him away from the head coach spot for a while, maybe not make him the GM when he comes back. It could work, but now that we're seeing the exact same stuff take place,
right.
Derek Carr, Waller, like all these guys, or Waller, You're seeing the exact same stuff.
And what's the common denominator?
Yeah.
It's Josh McDaniels. So,
or the AFC West. That could be the common denominator. Maybe it's just the AFC West.
Maybe.
He's working within.
I really think this Broncos team's bound to have at least some sort of a bounce back year. I know it can't get a whole lot worse, but I really do.
I'm very worried about Russell Wilson, though. I still feel like in the preseason that it was clunky. We didn't see a whole lot from it. I am concerned.
Tell me why I'm not. Because
you love Sean Payton and you think he's a miracle worker.
But I had concerns after the very first game last year. I was like, Russell Wilson's out. Like, he's not himself. And watching the preseason games and the trimmed down version of him, I'm not concerned for some reason. I think he's going to have a nice year. And I think with this offense with this defense that they've got, I don't think they need to put up 30 points a game. I don't think they need to be in shootouts. I think you go down there and you be a serviceable offense, keep the ball in your hands for longer than what we saw last year, and I think you're going to be just fine. For the Broncos to make the playoffs, Russell Wilson doesn't have to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's just got to be a manageable quarterback.
What needs to happen? I mean, I'm a little worried about the run game, only going in with three running backs, especially a guy that was just hurt for the season last year. Wide receiver depth is not great.
That's my biggest concern on offense.
I think Ben Powers, there's certainly some questions as far as, okay, he was good, but is he going? He didn't look great in the preseason. I thought he had some moments, though. I think there's a lot of questions in the offense where it's not easy for me to say Russ doesn't have to be good. I think he does have to be good.
And maybe that is the case, but I like what they did with the offensive line this offseason. Mike McGlinchey being a team captain, too, I think is huge for him to come in, and he is a captain of that offense. I love that. Here's an idea that just hit me because Dalton Reisner is still unsigned, right? So if Ben Powers struggles, do you bring in Reisner and you have a competition there?
And I know you're going to hate this, but I think he's got a little bit of that Josh McDaniels thing where he's like, I needed to clear everybody out that I possibly could that made sense.
Well, I think I think he cleared out the people who were an issue last year.
Reisner was an issue last year. He got in a fight on the sidelines. I don't think he'd ever consider. I think anybody that stood out in a negative way whatsoever, Sean Payton, for better or worse, said, I got to get these guys out of here. Russ, you obviously couldn't because of
right. But do you think if he hadn't signed that contract, do you think Russell Wilson would be the starting quarterback going into Sunday?
I don't know.
I mean, listen to the way he talks to Russ.
He treats him like a child.
I think he needed it to a certain extent.
How does
this keep getting out into the press, by the way? Like his comments.
Sean Payton's telling everybody.
He told him the exact quote.
Like he's doing the USA Today one. He did this like in-depth story about his life, you know, his family, his wife, and
ESPN,
all that.
But the one about quit effing kissing babies.
He told the press that I told Russell Wilson to stop kissing babies. You're not running for political office. He revealed that information. He gave that out willingly.
So I don't love that. I like the message behind it. Like, Russell needs a little bit of an edge. Like, he needs to know that he's not untouchable.
It's like you said with Deion Sanders and his son. It's like that. Like, I could totally see in a conversation where Sean Payton is sitting there with Russ and he's like, hey, dude, stop with the babies thing, man. Yeah. Stop shaking hands and kissing babies. You're not running for office. You're my quarterback. But the way he said it and when he told the media about it made it look like he talks down.
No, I don't necessarily love that. I love the message. I don't like the way that it was conveyed. But I also think, I mean, I don't think, I know. Sean Payton is 20 times, 100 times the coach that Nathaniel Hackett is. And I think coaching errors cost him a lot of games last year. So I think that plays a role, and I think the Broncos handle the Raiders with relative ease on Sunday.
I'm leaning that way. What's the spread now?
It's 3.5.
Okay, so we'll get into that. I got picks coming up at 145, 150-ish, whatever. It's the whole show, and it is a Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Sounds good.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this Virginia Tech coming out to this? Isn't that? Oh, I love that. That is the best tradition in college football. I take it back. I used to say it was Ralphie. That is the best tradition in college football.
I have one, but it's going to be Iowa when they turn and wave to the Children's Hospital.
That's a nice one.
It's probably different categories, but when you're talking about football tradition,
cool.
It is. Yeah, I love that.
It is very cool.
But what they yeah, do. When they're jumping up and down to this song.
Well, oh. Yeah, a bunch of idiots that have no clue who Metallica is suddenly know who Metallica is. So that's awesome. We're educating the world.
One that just young people don't know Metallica?
Young people don't know anything. Don't you know, Angel?
Well, you're not.
They didn't have albums.
Yeah, I'm talking about the
far
students.
Removed from being.
Yeah, he's like 8 months from.
A little over a year.
He's like 13.
You're not, though. That's the fact. You 8 months ago or whatever.
Did you know who Metallica was 2 years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, because Angel educates
college
himself.
Kids know who
you don't even
I took
know
history of rock and roll. So
yeah,
yeah, you don't know who Metallica is. You know,
name one album.
Yeah, you know,
name one album.
Yeah, Masters of Puppet. Calm down.
You know, Masters Country Guys. That's who you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
also,
it.
On top of everything else. I know everything if you haven't gathered. Sorry, Prime came out at me right there.
Tanner Schwinn. That's the thing. Like, you can't stand Prime, but you've got a little bit of the ego there.
No. Yeah. Mine's all manufactured.
I don't think so.
I'm very insecure about myself.
Well, don't be. You're doing fine.
I was
fine.
Laughing at the manufactured part.
You're doing fine.
Tanner's in the shed back home just tinkering away at his personality.
Well, yeah. You always got to be evolving,
Pino,
man.
Pino, what do you think about this?
Pino's not there anymore.
What is that, a drink?
No, that was
it's
my
cow.
Calf. Come on.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. You name what you eat, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You ate Pino?
No, not yet. Soon. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to.
She's on the way?
Yeah.
Like, she's gone?
No, she's still here.
Still alive?
She's still alive.
How does your fiance feel about that?
She gets it.
Really?
Well, finally, yeah. You bring that bottle of Pinot Noir home.
Yeah.
That was the one you named, though.
Oh, yeah. We did the same thing last year.
I mean, okay.
We're heartless.
Connected. No, I
connected.
You connect more to an animal if you name it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And to be completely honest, it's not like we're going to be the ones eating her, but we're going to sell her and we know where she'll go.
I think you should be the ones that eat her.
Yeah, probably.
They get, that's
she's
just,
a little fat, though.
Doesn't matter.
A little tub of lard.
It's only fair and respectful to do that.
She's lost all interest in us, though, and it makes me kind of sad.
Because she knows she's getting ready to eat her.
And she's still got to.
She's like, I got to pull away and get out of here.
6-7 months left to live.
All right, let's look at what are the other games that are interesting to you? I mean, we've got Nebraska, we've got CU. I could care less about Wyoming and Portland State this weekend because that's just
watch
be...
Portland State pull an upset.
No, zero chance.
I'm just saying I'm not picking it, but just
no,
watch it.
They get...
Brady, I get it, Brady, but that Wyoming is coming off of the biggest win that they've had in forever.
Oregon scored 80 what?
Who does Wyoming play?
Portland State.
Yeah.
They're killing them.
Win that game.
Easily.
Yes. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying upset.
No, there's no watch
upset
out.
Upset alert on.
They lost 81-7.
I know,
if
man.
If anything, it'll be like their UNC game last year. It'll be
maybe
closer
like
three quarters
that,
and then they'll win it.
Upset alert for the first half then.
No, I don't think so.
I think this game's a lot closer than you're giving it credit for.
Incarnate Word going up against UNC.
Upset.
You going tomorrow?
We'll be there.
Upset alert?
No, hell no. I was going to make a joke, but it's, yeah. No, number 10 team in SES coming in. No, they don't. UNC doesn't. Well, I said an imaginary line that came into my head at 14.5.
You want to talk about upset alert? Sam Houston. The Sam Houston Bearcats going up against Air Force Falcons. I got on good authority that Sam Houston's a much better team this year from my friend Allison Hubbard, who played for Sam Houston last year.
You just burnt your source, man.
Well, it's not like a negative source. Okay, I got picks coming up. We got to get to picks.
Ah,
we gotta
let's get
to,
go.
Are you sticking? You want to listen to my picks?
I'm going to fade every one that you put out there.
All right, here we go. Picks are coming up next. It's the whole show. It's Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You're supposed to say, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Thank you, Tanner. All right, we'll be right back.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Okay. We had a rough go last week. It was rough.
Yeah, Tanner's it was.
Here.
It was bad.
Tanner's like my new assistant.
It was
in
bad.
Conan, and when you watch the late night guys, he's this the guy over there that everyone's
I'm
like,
I'm Paulie.
Why is he there?
Great.
Kind of add something, but not sure what.
I had more than your picks last
All
week.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, once in a while you get lucky. You believe now? Detroit? You believe the Buffs? You believe the Lions? Do you believe him?
No.
Okay. Let's start with the Northern Colorado Bears going up against Incarnate Word tomorrow afternoon here on KFKA. Listen, I would love to say that this is going to be a win for the Bears. Incarnate Word's good, though. They were good last year. Lost 28-14 last week to UTEP. Gave up a lot of yards on the ground, but UNC, it's going to be a minute. It's still going to be a minute here. So I'm thinking, no, Incarnate Word wins. I don't have a spread on
correct.
This, but in our Incarnate Word wins tomorrow.
I like that one.
The Bears. Air Force at Sam Houston. I don't like multiple touchdown covers when it comes to the Falcons. I don't like it. They were 15-point favorites. They are now 13.5-point favorites.
Oh, that changes things.
I am going to say here that I need to edit my picks on my site because the spreads are 3 days old. I am going to say Air Force does cover 13.5. So let's go there. Air Force covered. I was tempted, though. Hook up my guy Ellison.
Yeah.
Pick Sam Houston to pull off the upset there.
I think that 2-point swing is huge. I like that pick, Brady.
Wyoming and Portland State. I mean, come on. Portland State lost 80. How much? 80, 87 or 81? Doesn't matter. It was 80s to 7. Wyoming probably won't score 81. But they will absolutely destroy the Portland State Vikings. Wyoming's about to start season 2-0.
What's the spread on that one? Is there one?
No.
Okay, no. No.
Nobody wants to put 79 up there. Colorado and Nebraska. Wait, let me get the easy one out of the way. Broncos are... There's zero chance.
Zeroed out.
The Broncos are
losing. Let's ride.
To the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's ride. Stop kissing babies. Some other catchphrases.
No bucket hats.
No bucket hats.
Rip the bong.
Rip the bong. There we go. Broncos, zero chance they're losing to the Raiders. Not happening. It's like you guys have lost your mind.
We have.
You make me weirder.
I know I do.
Colorado, Nebraska.
Mm.
The big one.
Mm.
How about those Buffaloes?
How about them?
They get the dub over TCU. I don't know the TCU is that team, but still, huge win for the Buffs. Matt Rule's got a bunch of new rules in Nebraska, but is it going to take a little while to take hold? The Buffs are now 2.5-point favorites. It dropped from 3.5 down to 2.5. This line has been everywhere. However, 4 bazillion people are betting on the Buffs to beat and cover against Nebraska. Now, before the show, I was pretty sure where I was going. I've gone back and forth. As I told Angel, my brain has been rattling around, which is nothing new. This is the most difficult one for me. I almost picked CU to beat TCU last week. I almost did. You don't get credit for almost. I get that. But I almost did. Do I learn from my mistakes and take Colorado to just go out, cover the spread, beat Nebraska? Or do I follow my own preaching this week that I feel like CU is going to be the team that does the opposite of what we think is going to happen every single week?
Mm.
And right now, most of us believe, most people believe that the Buffs are going to roll Nebraska, at least by double digits. Most people think that. Am I most people? Or am I less people? Not sure. This is a tough one. It's tough. But you got to make a decision.
Yeah, you do.
You can't sit around all day and think about your picks.
Come to the dark side, which is Nebraska. Come on. It's a lot of fun over here. Think of all the corn you can eat.
Defense. I like corn. Love bison. Eating and just watching on Discovery Channel.
Once Nebraska kills them, you can have all the bison you want. I can't tell if you're actually seriously thinking about it. It's hard.
We're going. We're doing it. We're going in. I do believe.
Boom!
I do believe Colorado Buffaloes are going to handle Nebraska. Cover the spread. Easy. Guarantee it's happening. The Buffs are beating the Corn Huskers.
I am hammering Nebraska tomorrow. Thank you for that.
Good night, Northern Colorado.